Is Pauline on the line? We'll come back to it. Is Ralph?
Ralph, I'm on the Hello? Pauline? I hadn't actually asked to speak, but thanks for...
This is Pauline?
This is Pauline.
Okay, yes, you're on.
Yeah, I hadn't actually asked to speak. I'm not quite sure how I got on the stack.
Everyone has 2 minutes.
Oh, I see. Everyone gets 2 minutes. Okay, so I'll be very quick. I guess I'd like to ask Pacifica National board members how seriously they're considering the LMA in relation to other options, given that the station, given that WBAI is obviously in a very difficult position, and some people believe that the LMA is probably the only option to save the station. What are the other options that the PNB is seriously considering, and where does the LMA rank in terms of those options? Is it first? Is it second? Third? That's my question.
Okay, we're taking comments now.
Comments. Okay, well then my comment would be, I think that the PNB should, I'm grateful that you're having this call, and I think that it's extremely important to consider all options. I personally have rather significant doubts about whether underwriting would do the job, given the situation that the station is now. Seems to me that an LMA with a partner organization that reflects the same or very similar values to WBAI is probably the most viable option. That's just my impression, not having looked closely at the numbers.
Okay. Is Ralph on the line? Okay, not hearing from Ralph. We'll see if we come back to him. John Riley? John?
No. Hi. Yeah, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay. So I oppose the sale or swap of BAI signal to get WBAI and Pacifica out of this really difficult period we're in. I go to every LSB meeting, and I try to keep up on the finances as much as I can. And my opinion is that WBAI is in such a bad state that it's not going to be able to recover on its own efforts. The numbers really say it all. Membership has crashed. Our tower rental contract, which has an escalating clause, expires in the year 2020. We're going to be facing a transmitter debt three times what we currently have unless we do something to fix this income-expense ratio. And that might lead to terrible choices. And the premium model that we have has failed because the premium department was largely laid off, which means huge delays in getting premiums. And that has turned off a lot of new members, and it's affected our membership negatively. We have 150 days or more of fundraising every year, and it drives away listeners. I mean, we're talking 40 to 50, not quite 50% of our days are full of fundraising. And each quarter, each drive, the contributions are slipping. And, you know, had we done the implementation of the 90-day pay-as-you-go direct mail plan that had been proposed 2 years ago, we might have been able to turn it around. But right now, I think it's unlikely to do much more than to slow the descent. And so as a result of this, I think, you know, what we need right now is a big financial boost, and we need a media partner to help. And, it, you know, for me, delivering premiums, you know, that are, we go months and months and months, and people are not getting their premiums. And my opinion is that there are four key principles to consider in when considering a local management agreement. And that, first, that the LMA holder be a producer of community media with a strong background in public affairs programming, and that they pledge to maintain the format under the agreement that the management of the LMA be progressive and that the organization have a history of progressive management. I've only got two sentences left.
Okay, could you do your concluding statement?
Yeah, the LMA holder has sufficient resources that it can actually refurbish WBAI's business model and that it pledges to treat producers from WBAI with respect in accordance with the Pacifica bylaws for collaboration and consultation, including a program council.
Okay, thank you. The next person we have is Sharon. Sharon online?
Sharon Salam. I don't know if she's still here.
Salam, excuse me.
Is Sharon connected?
Well, it's 11:11.
Okay, we'll see if we can get her back. The next person is Ms. Lynn Stewart. Is Stewart on the line? Okay.
Also, Sean connected.
Okay. Well, we'll go back to Bob Lederer. He passed. Bob?
Okay, thank you. I first want to strongly agree with the analysis that John Riley gave about the financial prospects. I've been on the LSB Finance Committee for 12 years and have watched the ups and downs of pledge drives and the different strategies, and I've seen this extreme precipitous drop in revenue through the pledge drives over the last several years that has shown no signs of reversal. I don't believe it's going to be reversed through program changes, particularly or in the short run, that is, particularly program changes that have been done in such a in a way that is so contrary to Pacifica's principles and bylaws and that is so disrespectful of the producers that has created demoralization of the producers and also confusion among the listeners as to what time their favorite shows are now airing, and in some cases shows have been canceled or cut dramatically. So contrary to that helping the fundraising, I actually think it's going to hurt it. But in any case, different ideas have been put out by various members of the board from different points of view for making the station sustainable. Might have had some viability if some of them had been implemented in the last 2 years or even the last 1 year. But at this late date with these chronic half a million a year deficits that just continue and continue, and with the contract with the Empire State Building running till 2020 with the escalator clause, I just don't see any relief in sight. I don't think it's realistic to posit that changing programs is going to have anything other than a minimal effect, and that will not even kick in quickly. It never does. That's the process in community radios, that these changes have their impact in the longer term. And we don't have that time to wait. And Pacifica is really suffering from the lack of income from WBAI. And so I think that as much as none of us wants to see the
third time,
okay, wants to see direct decision making go to another organization, the fact is that FCC rules do require the leaseholder or the licensee to retain programming control, and that will ensure with a strong agreement that the principles of Pacifica and WBAI and the programming can be preserved.
Okay. Is there anyone we passed over who's back on the line that didn't speak? Any of the guests? Is there anyone that wanted to speak that we didn't get to that we passed over?
I have a point of information. I'm still in the car and have not been able to look at the agenda. Can you tell me what's left?
What's next is we have questions to the to the guests. That's a 10-minute item. That's the next item.
And then?
And then we get to the discussion and action item.
Okay. I respectfully... We got off to a late start. It is 11:15 on the East Coast. I can't speak for anybody else But I've been running since early this morning, and I'm exhausted. I'm wondering whether we can adjourn this and pick it up on the 6th. I know next Thursday we have the, what do you call it, the bylaws business happening.
I don't know if that's the body wishes to do that. What you're saying is postpone this until the first regular meeting in the 6th?
Continue it. I mean, I know we have regular business we will have to get to, but if we could do that promptly, or maybe even the 13th. Maybe the 13th, because we haven't had a we have a lot of regular business left over to deal with. I mean, I think it's a good exchange. I think.
If you want to make a motion, you need to make a motion so we can dispose of
it. Okay, I move that the that this meeting, this joint, well, I guess it's not a joint meeting, this PND meeting at which the WBI LSB members, pursuant to the motion passed on September 1st, our guests be continued on October 13th, which I believe is a Thursday. Someone check me. And that would be my motion, because I think it's a useful exchange. Unfortunately, we never do it locally, but hey, I think it's a useful exchange and an important issue.
Okay, is there a second to that?
Second.
Is there any discussion or any objections to that?
Michael, do a second.
I heard Michael, then Bill. Yeah, Michael.
Adriana.
And Adriana.
Well, this is in the form of a question to the LSB members who are on the call, and in relation to that deadline, is there any prospect of the WBAI LSB holding a meeting that everyone attends between now and that meeting?
Michael, that's going to open up a whole other discussion. We're just talking about postponing this meeting.
In other words, my interest in having another meeting with WBAI LSB, it depends on whether they would actually meet between now and then.
But, Michael, that question could have a whole other debate on whether or not they could. I'm trying to keep it the discussion focused on whether we want to continue or not. But you're opening up to get feedback from the LSB and everybody else, and that's going to take a lot of time.
I'm opposed to continuing the meeting unless the LSB, the WBA LSB, is going to meet prior to the next meeting.
Okay, I had Bill next on the stack, and Adrian.
Janet, I have a question.
What's your question, Janet?
Well, I wanted to ask maybe the IED whether a delay of 2 weeks, I mean, this is an urgent matter, and would that be a concern? I mean, we keep on delaying things.
But I don't know what
delay of this
urgent, but Lydia, you want to respond to that?
Yeah. No, you know, it's not, as I said, regardless of what happens and what the sentiment is and what the board decides to do between now and then, it's a very, very lengthy process. A number of issues were raised here. I still have to contact people, see if they're even interested. If nobody's interested, we have to start from scratch. There's plenty of time, but my understanding is that there are some pressing finance issues that the board has to deal with between now and, you know, at the next meeting. I think we have a full agenda, and I think that Michael, I had a question. Was that an amendment to the initial motion? It sounded like an amendment to me, but anyway.
He was just asking if they plan on meeting. LSB.
No, but he went on to explain that would be his criteria for supporting or not supporting the initial thing. It sounded like an amendment to the original motion.
Was that your intention to make an amendment?
I think they should meet. I don't know if I guess, yeah, I'll make an amendment. If they haven't met, as an entire LSB prior to that next continuation meeting, I would say that we it would be canceled.
Okay. He's amending that, making an amendment that the localization board should try
Indiana?
As a condition of setting the meeting for October the 13th. Is there a second to that amendment? There a second?
Apparently not.
Second, calling last time. Is there a second to that amendment?
I can second for the sake of discussion.
Okay, Adriana.
I want to be on the stack.
We'll have a discussion. Can we? We're going to have to put some time in it on this because this could be an open item. Could we just spend another 5 minutes discussing this and have a decision on it? We can go on to midnight with this if we don't have a time period. So we're going to go for 5 minutes on a discussion of this Serene's motion.
Point of order.
What's your point of order?
The meeting, the adjournment time of this meeting is 11:30, so we only really have 10 minutes.
Okay.
Okay. So,
Margie wants to be
Can I motivate my amendment?
Okay, let's hear Michael motivate his amendment, and then we'll get back to discussion of his amendment. Yes, Michael.
Did we end officially the section?
No, we're still in open session.
I mean, with the guests. Is that part
over? Yeah, we finished all the guests because everybody had spoken.
No, we didn't.
Point of order? No, we didn't.
No. There's another section.
No,
for
we didn't.
There was another section to ask them questions. I thought you meant, we hadn't finished that part.
Thank you.
Okay, Michael, you want to motivate your amendment?
Yes, I think that the first requirement of trying to do anything at WBAI is to have a functioning local station board. I was elected chair of the KPFK local station board on a coin toss and a tie vote several years ago, and we had a functional board with a 50-50 tie, and I would challenge everybody on the WBAI LSP who's on this call or not, that if you expect anything to happen to station, you have to meet together and evaluate your local management and do the rest of the responsibilities of the board. And without that, there's very little the PNB can do about the problems.
Yeah, I had Margie for the stack on
Bill. No, Adriana, since when I'm first.
Bill.
What's that?
Yes.
It was Adriana
first.
Okay, we have Adriana, then Margie, and Bill.
My name. And Serene, please.
And okay. Serene.
All right. Please, I wish people wouldn't yell and get excited and just, please. Okay. All right. Oh, please to you, too. Okay. I know I've done it, but this is really difficult. I'm agreeable to Serene's motion, except that I think that meeting must include an executive session because there are concerns around all of these issues that need to be discussed in an executive session. So we can have an open discussion with people who are not on the PMB. That's fine with me. I appreciate that. I was very interested in what people had to say tonight. But I think we also have to schedule a sort of a normal executive session, whether we do this on the 6th or the 13th, because we're running out of time, and we've got to have this conversation. Okay.
Okay.
Is that a point of order?
What's your point of order?
So it's my understanding we're talking about Michael's amendment.
Oh,
yes.
I'm sorry. I apologize. I was confused. I like Michael's amendment, but I don't think you can make people meet that. They have to come to that conclusion on their own.
Okay. Adriana.
Yes. Well, first of all, I agree totally with what Margie just said. I think that I heard by the first time a lot of excellent ideas from the people from WBAI, from the LSB members. I think that it's worth to really have a longer conversation with them And I believe, too, like Margie said, that we should have an open session and an executive session, because a lot of those things we need to clear in executive session. I don't believe that if we didn't, during 10 months or 9 months, make the LSV to meet, we cannot put like a condition, you know, that they met, because obviously it's opening a can of worms and we don't know how to solve it. I think that will be interesting if we support the motion of the continuation meeting, probably the 13th, we meet the whole meeting. Part on open and part in executive session to really have a frank discussion and see what the options are. We need to know from you people. We are the PMB, but without your ideas, you know, we need you. And we need to discuss and we need to hear from you. That's why I agree totally that the setting motion is the motion to go. Thank you.
Janet, point of order.
What's your point of order?
I thought we were talking about Michael's amendment.
Yes, it is. We are discussing Michael's amendment, so I will caution all of the people that are speaking. Bill, you're next, and then Serene.
Thank you. Well, you know, the WBI's LSB isn't going to meet until the court finally rules on who the members are. So it's sort of dilatory on this amendment. I mean, respectfully, Michael, this isn't going to happen. So, man, I agree that we need more time to discuss all this stuff with the WBI LSB members. I think we should continue this. Let's also remember we have some really critical things coming up the next few weeks. You know, from the last meeting and the financial reports we were getting from our CFO, the national office may not be able to make payroll here real soon, or employees may be losing insurance payments, or we may not be able to pay other really critical needs because we have no plan to keep the national office running or to keep the payroll going for all of our stations. And I think we're probably going to have to deal with that next week.
Serene?
Okay, thanks very much. You know, I think it would be great if we could meet. I don't know that that's going to happen. It hasn't so far this year. But I also don't think that it's fair for the 13 people who, I'm sorry, for the 12 people who do show up at these meetings monthly to be blocked from having this useful exchange with the PNB because the other 12 choose not to show up. So that's why I will object to your amendment, Michael. I understand your intention, but, you know, you can bring a horse to water.
Okay. There's no other discussion.
All right, I'll ask somebody's permission to withdraw my amendment.
Thank you.
Is there any objection to Michael withdrawing his amendment? Okay, if there's no objection, we'll withdraw. Michael is withdrawing his amendment. We're back on Serene's original motion. Is there further discussion on continuing meeting till October the 13th with an open...
Adriana?
Janet,
I want to amend that.
Well,
Janet,
I want to hear from those who haven't spoken yet. Anyone who hasn't spoken on this issue that wants to speak on it?
Janet.
Adriana is trying to amend the motion.
Yes.
I don't know if you heard her, Tony.
Yes, Adriana.
Yes. I want to amend Serene to move that to the second October 13th and have an open session and an executive session.
Second.
Okay.
Thank you.
Anybody else want to speak to this motion?
Janet.
Yes, Janet.
Well, I agree with the amendment, and I'm wondering whether... which one should come first? I think we can decide that later, but
yes.
That would be right. It might be better one way or the other, but we can decide that later. But not too late because it has to be noticed. So we could decide that offline, I think.
We are at that German time.
Okay, we're out of a German time.
Move to it. Move to extend by 5 minutes
I'm
still moving to extend the meeting by 5 minutes. We can vote and then we can try to end in an orderly fashion.
Okay. Is there a second to extending 5 minutes or any objection to extending 5 minutes? Okay,
I'll second.
It's been seconded. There's no objection.
Who was that?
That was Mike.
One information.
First of all, there was no objection to extending 5 minutes, and then we have Bill. What's your question?
Okay, well, I thought the original motion that she made was to have it on the 6th, and then there was some discussion about the 13th, but, I mean, the meeting of the 6th is not totally about just the...
May she respond?
I'm confused. I'm confused, sir.
We'll deal with it. What was your question again, Michael? I'm sorry, Bill.
Well, is it the 6th